Okay, now I want to ask you, what was this again?
That's a chimney.
All right, and...
Big fireplace. And by the way, there was one between these two bedrooms here, too.
Okay.
Got a bed in each one of them.
Oh, and it worked for both sides? Did it have an opening on both sides?
Yeah, this one here did.
All right, what do you call the sometimes it's tile, it comes out from the fireplace?
Earth.
Okay. And what do you call, did you have things in your fireplace that you lay the wood across?
Oh, yeah.
What were those?
Fire dogs.
I'm sorry?
The fire dogs.
Yeah, okay. And what do you call the little shelf that came out above the fireplace?
Mantle.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have a name for the big, round piece of wood that burned the longest in the fire?
The back log.
Uh-huh. And what would you call the smaller pieces of wood that you start the fire with?
Well, that's just ordinary firewood.
Okay. They're smaller than that, even. They're just little sticks.
Well, that's kindling.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of lightwood?
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between that and kindling?
Well, it's, in other words, the kindling, you can use most any kind of wood to kindle up a fire, but that lightwood is what they call, that's rich pine, fat pine, they called it back then.
Uh-huh.
That's the heart of the pine, of the tree.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's where you get your turpentine from.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's where your rosin comes from, is out of the heart of the pine tree.
Okay, did you ever hear lightwood called lightered?
Yeah.
Which do you call it?
Well, we never did that. We never did make no distinction between it. In other words, we just called it rich pine back then.
Okay. What do you call, when you've been burning a fire for a long time, what do you call the black stuff that forms inside the
soot.
Chimney?
Soot.
Okay, excuse me?
Soot.
Uh-huh. I was talking the same time you were. All right. What's left in the fireplace after the fire goes out?
Ashes. And by the way, we used to make soap out of that.
You did?
Yes, sir.
With fat or something?
Yeah, in other words, you had, when you burn, you take those wood ashes, and out in your backyard, you'd have a big hopper.
What's that?
You don't know what a hopper is?
I don't think so.
Well, it's, you take planks, and you make a big bin like up there where they come down to a point,
mm-hmm.
And then you have a trough under that. And these ashes has lye in it. They're an alkali. And then there, once in a while, if it doesn't rain regular, why, when you get that hopper about full, you'll go out there and pour water in it. And then you take the drippings that come down this trough, and you take them out and you mix fat with it and put it on to cook it, and you got lye soap.
No kidding.
And now I'm telling you what's the truth, that's the best soap in the world as far as cleaning things with. Now the girls back then had long hair, you know, some of them come way down here on them.
Really?
And every once in a while they'd wash their hair and that and use that lye soap, and it was beautiful.
Really?
It'd make their hair beautiful.
I always thought that lye soap was real strong.
It is strong. That's only, but really just use it once in a while. See?
Oh, I see.
Clean it out, and then of course they would use another, follow it up with another soap. And you talk about getting clothes clean now, but now that homemade lye soap would really clean them.
Hmm. And people don't make it anymore.
I don't know. I imagine there's some parts out in the country that they do. And then, of course, people had to wash their clothes back then. They used old hand rub board.
Oh, yeah. I seen one of those. People play on them now with
mm-hmm,
thimbles.
That's right.
Okay, if somebody asks you the color of those, of what we were talking about, of the ashes?
Well, they're gray.
How about if they're lighter than that?
Well, the white ashes?
Uh-huh. Do you see those too?